Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Eclad Chat. Eclad Chat. Streaming live to you from Eclad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. Eclad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the event industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. Eclad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Eclad Chat. I'm Kaylin Burke, one half of the Eclad team. And thank you all for tuning in today. But we had to cancel our October 28th episode because Casey, my co-host, isn't feeling well, but we're going to replay one of my favorite shows from season one for you all. And it's June 24th show with singer Leo Mendez. We had a ton of fun with him during the show, and he gave us a great interview about his background and how he got started singing. And he also performed for us live. So if you missed this episode last season, be sure to keep listening. And we will be back next Wednesday with an all-new episode, so make sure you listen then. And for now, here's our episode of Eclad Chat season one with Leo.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to Eclad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle, education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. On today's show, and in just a few moments, we'll chat it up with Leo. We'll touch on his story from being on Objetivo Fama to working with legendary Grammy Award-winning producer, songwriter, Corey Rooney. Then, as usual, we'll bring you the events to attend in your area, event and fashion news, as well as the designer feature of the day. Also, hosting with me today is my lovely co-host, Miss Kaylin Burke.
And a couple of things before we get started with our interview. This is the last week for our June promotion at Eclad's Hidden Gem. So if you're looking for a luxurious event space in New York City, then you should call us at Eclad's Hidden Gem. And it's available for rent for your next event. And as we've been promoting all month long, we're offering a free case of house wine or $100 off your next rental of 4 hours or more. And if you just use the coupon code ECLADCHAT online via email, or you can call us and let us know you heard about the offer on our show. And then before we get started, again, we want to remind you we've opened our lines for questions, so feel free to call in at 516-453-9170. And after the prompt, just dial 1, and that will let us know that you have a question. And we'll want to give you a quick recap of last week if you missed it. We had the amazing Arnold Gatomer of Wilner Chemist, and he's the co-owner of Wilner Chemist and a radio personality, and he told us all about nutritional supplements and how to build a successful business. He gave us a lot of tips about which supplements to take, how to maintain your health and improve your health, and he also gave us insight in how he's turned Wilner Chemist into the supplement retailer it is today. So if you missed that, tune in at Blog Talk Radio. You can find all of our past shows on there.
Yes, absolutely. So we will begin our interview with Leo shortly. Just a quick reminder that directly after our interview, somewhere around 7:20, 7:25, we will share our feature designer pick of the day, industry news, and the must-attend events. Again, guys, don't forget where you can call in. Talk to us, talk to Leo, ask any questions you like. Our number here is 516-453-9170. Again, that's 516-453-9170. So let's get started. Hi, Leo.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, gracias.
Okay, so Leo was born in Orange County. I don't know why I'm fumbling on words today, so forgive me.
No worries.
Boy, Leo was born in Orange County, California. After an audition tape landed him as a contestant on season 5's Telefutura's singing competition reality show Objetivo Fama. The farmer. he's since become a sensation. He's now creating music with legendary Grammy Award winning producer songwriter Corey Rooney, and is about to debut his newest single on July 15th, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Vete con él, produced by Rooney on Hulu's Emmy-nominated original series East Los High. Mm-hmm. all these Spanish words.
No, good job.
I think I'm nailing it.
That was pretty good. Good job, yes.
Okay, so welcome and thank you for, coming in with us.
Thank you.
So cool to have you here. So I just gave like a mini intro of, you know, like what we know on the surface. Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you like to do.
Well, I'm just this Latin dude. So Latino, I'm 100% Mexican. And I mean, Orange County, I say Orange County because that's where I'm from. Like, it's close to Anaheim, a little town called La Habra. And I mean, I would go back and forth from LA, but I mean, basically, I'm just this down-to-earth dude that likes to do down-to-earth stuff. I like movies. I love working out. I think I found that, but I'm ready to party, have a good time with social people, and
I get that back from you.
Yeah, you're very cool. I like to just hang out, just have a good time, and you know, just talk about fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think with everything, I grew up little personal stuff about my life. I grew up with, you know, a lot of. My father was an alcoholic, so that taught me in an early age to really focus on the positive stuff and, you know, try to deal with that as the best as I could. But, you know, especially through music, I found that escape and I could really let go with music and sing out. And so I was kind of the, what do you call it, my family's joy and pride.
Oh, nice.
So every time I went out for like weddings, especially, you know, Latinos, we always hang out, we listen to salsa music, mariachi music, and when everyone's drunk. But I find that so just by performing and singing, I just see my mom smile or even my dad smile on their face, and just having people have a good time, cry, laugh. It makes me feel good. There's a certain joy that I bring out, you know, because I think if you have a talent, you have to use it to
bring
some
light into
exactly.
people's
life.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's so much talent out there that people, you know, waste.
Yeah.
And it's like you guys are doing this show, which is amazing, and bringing just a lot of joy to people and knowledge and accessories. A lot of people need help with fashion,
true.
You know.
That's true.
So this is shared talent. So I think I'm just that kind of person. I just like to get involved with, you know, of course my music, but I'm just down to earth and I'm here just to support and encourage and, you know, I'm just a regular dude. I don't know what else. It's funny when people say, talk about yourself.
I know, it's the hardest thing. Like, that's why I like to ask it, because it is the toughest question.
It is.
And most people struggle with it, and I kind of enjoy it, which is kind of sad.
You didn't struggle with it.
Good job.
I mean, I you know, my manager tells me that I go around the bush a lot, but I just don't know. Like,
yeah.
I just, you know.
No, honestly, it's really, really a tough question. It's always tough to kind of, like, talk about or explain who you are, because you know who you are, but it's like, how do I put that into words?
And I mean, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of, you know, so much stuff that I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have been through so much too,
yeah,
personally. So that's the same story as I do. I have a lot of stuff, and I think one thing that I've learned in life, especially through this industry, that I met so many great people, amazing down-to-earth people, is that they had to go through a lot in order for them to be that way. You know, so that keeps them grounded and keeps them stable for them to also show that and deliver that as well.
Yeah.
For the newcomers to come and also follow in their footsteps.
Mm-hmm. That's
amazing. So.
Okay, so we've heard a little bit about who you are and, you know, what you like to do. You know, you are a singer, songwriter, entertainer, I guess. Uh-huh. You know. Who's on your iPod? Like, who are you listening to?
You know, it's crazy. Of course, Latin music is my iPod. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Marc Anthony. Marc Anthony is amazing. I'm making amazing vocalist. I love my mariachi music as well.
Yeah.
A famous singer. I don't know if you guys know who they are, but one of the that I love vocally is just as a songwriter that just captures the emotion of just, you know, it's Juan Gabriel, John Gabriel, who is amazing, amazing artist. Do you know Juan Gabriel?
No. I was just looking to her.
No, it's something about his lyrics. He sings songs that many guys don't want to, like, express, but he sings them. So it's kind of like, damn, okay.
So, like, love songs.
Love songs, and also, like, very, like, you know, you're unfaithful to me, but damn, like that. Stuff like that.
I kind of
felt
that with your songs, too. Like, you know, like, it was like, you know.
One song is like, I like this girl, she likes me.
And then the other one is like, go away or something. Or
no,
like,
it's like, you know, you're like going to die. She like doesn't
very
remember.
Very extreme.
Like,
okay,
yeah.
You guys done your homework? Okay, good. So no, but also when I go to the gym, I mean, I listen to like EDM music. You know, I listen to all the 90s stuff and 80s stuff. I go back and I
love the 80s.
Something so carefree and fun.
Yeah.
and just colorful, just have a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's me at the gym.
Kind of like a broad mix of music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So we heard this story about how you started singing, and it's like a really great story. Yeah. So for our listeners, could you tell them what got you started and how you knew you were a good singer?
Yeah, you know what? I started singing since I could remember, but I remember going to church, and there was a small church that I go to in my hometown. And I just started singing. I got kicked out of the choir because they said I wasn't, I needed a little bit more help, which was cool. I mean, it broke my heart, but it kind of made me focus. And if I really wanted to do it, I'd take classes, and which I did in choir in school. I was involved in everything. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was singing at Sunday morning. I was next to the sister at church. Her name is Vina, and she looks right next to me. She's like, "Sweetie, you should be on stage. You have a beautiful voice." And I looked at her. I'm like, "Okay." So you know, kind of that affirmation kind of yeah. like boosted me up a little bit.
Yeah.
So then I auditioned again and I made it. And after that, I mean, I learned everything from church. I mean, you know, I leaded worship and you know did all that stuff. So that's how I got started mostly in because of church. You know, that to find that devotion. Within the passion that I have for music.
That's yeah. an amazing yeah. story.
And then professionally, you kind of got started on Objetivo Fama, and what was it like being a contestant?
You know, it's crazy. A lot of people think by going to a show, you do learn a lot, but it's crazy. The stuff that you see backstage, how the business works, because it's not just about music. It's mm-hmm. about being smart, and when you're in front of the camera, what do you do? What do you talk about? How do you present yourself?
Yeah.
All that is important.
Yeah.
So I went to the show. The funny thing about it is that I went to the show, but the thing that I got out of the show, or people got out of me, was that my laugh. In Puerto Rico, every time I would go, any place, everywhere, I was with a winner, and also with Yuri, who's pretty big in mainstream Spanish music. I would go anywhere with them, and people just hear my laugh. They're like, "Leo!" They just run like, "Riete, riete!" And it's funny because we're all like in a big line. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, "Oh, you sing, just laugh, you'll laugh." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So, I mean, I was known for my personality. So my personality was huge on the show. And even when I got kicked out of the show, because I got into the semifinals, they brought me back to the show so I could do some hosting. And, I interviewed some celebrities. So it really taught me a lot.
So they really liked you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I love Puerto Rico. It's really close to my heart.
Yeah.
Isla del Encanto. And the people there are amazing. So every time I go back there, just amazing.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from that show. And also musically after this season, after the show, when I had some time to like be by myself and really look back at my videos and stuff, I learned a lot just by watching myself, you know? So.
And that must have been tough.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of me?
They all look so
you.
Different. You know, at least the ones we've seen on, like, they were like, "Is this the same person?"
You know, let's just say I was thinner with long hair. I had long hair.
Okay, it's kind of like to hear.
Yeah. It was curly and all. I thought it was Rico Suave or something. But
I love
yeah,
it.
It's funny. We all go through changes.
And so for some of our listeners who haven't heard your music, I did post the link if anyone wants to hear
his songs.
Cool. It's on our Facebook. But just describe kind of your sound and what your songs are about.
Yeah, I'm a balladeer at heart. That's my thing. I'm a vocalist. As a vocalist, I want to bring that soulful vocal. Like I'm all about Adele and you know Sam Smith and what they're doing back, and I'm all about performers too. But I'm just about the voice. I really I'm Mexican, so I like to belt out and really sing about love and you know just have a good time. That's what my music is. I'm a balladeer at heart, so it's pop. Pop with a little bit of twist of just you feel the Latin in me, in my music.
I get that from the
definitely fun to sing along with.
Yeah, because you've been singing since you've gotten here. Okay, so we mentioned that you're performing Vete con él,
yes.
Okay, on Hulu's East Los High on July 14th. So how excited are you about that? And
yeah, no, it's awesome. I got a chance to sing at this Emmy. The nominated show, which is East Los High, and the cool thing is that I got to.
So wait, I'm sorry. You already did the show. So it's already been taped. So it's actually just releasing on the 14th.
So I had the opportunity to be myself, Leo, on the show, and alongside with Christina Milian. So that was pretty cool. to do that with her. She's kind of my, in the show, she's kind of my producer, and I'm in the studio booth and I'm singing.
Oh, nice.
And she tells me, no, I'll sing with passion. So it was a pretty cool gig. And
so what was it like interacting with her? And like,
no, she's very professional actually. And I don't know what scene or shot they pick out of, but in one of the scenes I kind of messed up and I'm just, oh my god, sign cut, whatever, you know. And she's like, no, look at me. She was a full character. I'm like, okay, I see you. So it got me also encouraged to also, keep moving. And keep,
yeah.
But she was encouraging. She's just down to earth.
This is like my Christina Milian right here.
Because
I flub all the time. And she's like, yeah, let's just keep going.
No, we all need one of those. We all need it.
Okay, so how did it come about for, your song to be incorporated in the show? Like, how did that whole thing, I guess, come into fruition?
You know, thank God, it's about just hustling, putting your music everywhere, wherever you can. There's a lot of music opportunities, especially online, where people could just go and listen to some music, especially new artists. There's a mainstream line, it's called Reverb Nation, that, it's a lot of local artists that are trying to put their music out there. People could just go and listen to new stuff. So one of the people from Isla Side saw my music, and I was trying to get them into the first season, and it turned out to be for the third season. So just a small world. It's about just connecting the dots and just hustling, really.
Yeah.
Just putting yourself out there and just
constantly grinding.
Exactly.
Making sure you're seen and heard.
That's what it takes. Mm-hmm. It takes that. So.
Okay, so you write your own music. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part of the whole writing process and the, conceptualizing your music and putting it together?
You know, my favorite part is just coming with the melody. I'm really good at melodies. I love when I'm walking or at the gym, I come up with this. I'm really good at coming up just with a good hook. And then when we put words into it and I see it come to life, we're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, equally. Like, it's just amazing. And like, I'll be working with Corey and we're just playing stuff. I'm like, oh my God, that's tight. Like, and so it's kind of like an accomplishment. Like,
yeah,
I did that.
Sure.
So it's a whole new world. And I mean, I'm learning through all this as well and how to complete a song, because that's what I've been learning also with Corey, as he's taking me under his wing. But it's just been amazing. So I love coming up with hooks. Just the hooks.
So what inspires you? So you're coming up with hooks. Like, what are you thinking? You're sitting back on a lounge chair and you're like, what inspires that process?
It kind of has to be like whatever you're in the mood for. And the irony is that it's funny. Like, you guys ask me what's in my iPod, but I'll listen to a soft ballad and then I'll listen to a crazy song, like, just a crazy like hip hop song or whatever. You just go on there. But I just, even when I'm like happy, I just want to sing about sad songs.
Yeah.
I think that's something in us that, we've all felt and we've all been there.
Yeah.
So something we could all connect and just release it, and it takes us back.
Yeah,
Either sometimes now, like with my friends, they're going through their stuff, so you're kind of like, you kind of use them as inspiration too, because you've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can sing about it, because when you're going through certain stuff, you really can't talk, you don't want to talk about it or even like sing about it, but when
it's,
you move on,
personal.
Exactly. And so then you could sing it for them.
Yeah.
So,
And your single, Baby Come Now, like you said, is coming out. So how has writing and recording been going for that and for your new album?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. And Corey has just been amazing. And it's sounding awesome the way he just puts his magic of engineer touch on it. Of course, it's Corey Rooney. He's all Jennifer Lopez, especially Thalia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. P. Diddy as well. Like, he's just amazing on it. So it's just the song. It really captures the essence of really what I want to do. It's still pop, but it's still vocal pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. So he gets it.
And so you're working on a whole new album with him now. And how was like the brainstorming between you guys, like working in the time in the studio? How's that?
You know, it's funny, but he's so just down to earth that he really wants me just, because he says he just doesn't want me to be complicated with the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, just sing about, you want to say I love you, just say I love you. Don't be like, oh, the light from the sun, shines and therefore the ground tells me.
That's what I would do.
Exactly, right? You're so poetic.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, people just, if you want to say like, Sam Smith, lay with me, Adele, like, it's just simple lyrics, and that's what I've been learning through him, and he really gets it, and he really takes me to that place that I could be vulnerable but very clear with my music. So that direction where he's taking me, it's just been amazing. And of course, he's so he's so big on hits. So I'm blessed to have him by my side, and as a mentor, it's just been amazing. So I'm excited for all you to hear it pretty soon, which I'm pretty excited and stoked about it.
Yeah.
So
what can we expect from it? What kinds of songs? You were talking a little bit about it earlier. Is it English songs?
Yeah, it's gonna be my thing is Spanish. I'm a Latin artist. He wants me to do some English stuff, which I will do. Yeah. And I think there'll be some, either one or two tracks that'll be in English, so I can show my versatility as well.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mention names, but there'll be some, you know, hopefully some collaborations, which will be amazing. So I'm kind of looking forward to some collaborations with certain people that I'm excited about. So.
And do you have a set date yet for when it's coming out?
You know, no set date. I'm just taking it little by little. And right now with Vete Con El and Islos High, and I'm promoting that. And cause it's also a great show. Great Latin actors out there that are really doing their thing, and this show's been also, you know, looked up as an Emmy nominated show, which is amazing. So it's just taking it day by day and reading the court and taking my time with it. So I'm just excited for that journey.
Yeah, we're really excited to hear. And then just in the beginning of June, you had a song come out with Body Bangers. It's called Arrow. Uh-huh. And it was in English. So what was it like having a song come out in English? And it was EDM, so not your typical style. So was that kind of difficult?
You know, not my typical stuff. You know, I've never been to like a rave, which is crazy. I've never been to a rave and like party, you know, like, I mean, I've been to clubs, but not raves and stuff, like EDC and stuff, which that was last in Vegas. So my friends go to that stuff. But doing the song like that was really got me out of my comfort zone, which is cool. As an artist, just to see certain stuff, but it's just different when I hear it, because I'm like, I don't sing like that. That's not my thing, you know. I'm more like a balladeer. I want to sing. I want to.
It's
you
a
know.
Great song, though.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it turned out amazing, and you know, Body Banger is a great DJ in Germany, so I'm pretty excited that they chose me to sing that song, and you know, that they put it on their album. It's really amazing. So it could be a featured artist on their album.
Yeah.
So
yeah, definitely a lot of versatility. That
yeah,
you can
yeah,
do,
right, but, yeah. Big time. So. That's exciting.
So what do you want your contribution to be in terms of music? What do you want, like, you know, 10, 15 years from now, if people were to think, Leo, what is it that you want them to say about you?
That's a really, really great question. A really deep question, too.
Sorry.
No, thank you. No, that's, I mean, I didn't come prepared. No, that's a really great question. And, you know, that they asked me that one time. And the thing that I look of artists, especially in music, I really want my music to be the music that gets played for new generation. You know, the that just seems so timeless. A song that, you know, for example, like I could see them playing Adele later on in the future.
Yeah.
I really want my music to really capture an essence of, you could play it any time, any age.
And I feel like there's a lack of that now.
Yeah, right? Like, I mean, I don't, you know, not to minimize other artists that are out there, they're doing their thing and hustling at the same thing, but as for me, I really just want my earthy and just what really life is about, music, to really come forth in the future and be the new standards of tomorrow, basically. That's what I'm about, you know?
There's a certain certain type of authenticity in that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being able to be timeless in that way,
uh-huh.
and just kind of speaking to all generations.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Exactly, exactly. That's my point. So I think that's something I want to be so very hard on and passionate about.
Yeah.
That's really what I want to stick to.
That's a good goal.
You know, so that's So that's a really good question too.
Thanks.
And then you also have other talents. I saw on your Facebook that you're really into photography.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to pursue?
You know what? I love photography. I love it. I actually did, it was my niece's sweet 16 last year. So I actually did her pictures for the invitations.
Oh, cool.
And I love photography. I think there's something beautiful when you can capture, moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Especially just walking in New York. New York is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, like I was walking yesterday, we're trying to grab something to eat. Just walking New York and just hearing the history of New York and everything that happens. Just so much history. Like, you feel it. It's like soulful.
Yeah.
You feel it. So it's kind of like, you know, am I really here, like doing music and, you know, experiencing new stuff, especially in New York? It's amazing. I think everyone should definitely, you know, come to New York and at least experience what New York has to offer, which is a lot. And I think it's something that you just feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you can't really explain it. Just, it's so busy, it's so outgoing, but it's something that you just have to live and really take it in.
Yeah,
and take as much as you can from New York.
What's interesting about what you're saying is that, you know, I've lived in New York, gosh, like forever. And it's so interesting to hear it from an outsider's perspective because, you know, it's like I walk the streets, I really don't see what you see.
Right? I kind of forgot.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of, you know, but it's but when you hear it, it's like, yeah, you know what, that's very true. There is history here.
Yeah.
A little bit of history here. So,
yeah, but I mean, yeah, I just, I don't know. So there's something about New York
that captures your heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's just,
I get it.
You know, it's as corny as it may sound, but it's true.
No,
though.
I feel like that about the Caribbean, so I totally understand.
No, there we go, Caribbean flavor. No, yeah.
So I know we're kind of pressed for time because you have, you know, a show performance. Time. I'm sorry, performance to do. I just like it, the words just kind of left. Would you mind, like, you know, singing a note or two? I know we kind of, like, talked about this. I don't know if, you know, I'm allowed to ask this, but okay, yes.
No,
I got a nod, so that means yes. So, I mean, I don't know. Kaylin, is there something specific you want to maybe hear? Or
we all know my favorite. David Casey. Like, chorus?
Yeah, something, just anything. Leave us with something.
Okay. Spanish or English?
Yeah, okay. We'll go with Spanish.
Okay.
She'll translate later.
Okay. I'll sing a bolero. Here it goes. Amaneció otra vez entre tus brazos y desperté llorando de alegría. Te cobijé la cara con tus manos para seguirte amando todavía. Y despertaste tú, casi dormida. Tú me querías decir, no sé qué cosa, pero callé tu boca con mis besos. Y así pasaron muchas, muchas horas. Y así pasaron muchas, muchas horas.
Oh my God. You captured me. I was like, beautiful. No,
no words. Thank you guys so much for having me too. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Well, before you go, just tell everyone like where they can find your music, that kind of thing, you know, anything that you want to kind of like put out there.
Yeah, guys can definitely find my music on it's on iTunes, it's on every link button. You can download my music. It's just L-E-Y-O Leo. I also have a fan page, my Facebook, Instagram, Official Leo. Check me out there. I have some new stuff coming up and you guys could be updated on that stuff. So yeah. Twitter
thank you.
Too.
Thank
so,
you for
no,
coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hopefully you'll come by again when
of
you're
course,
in New York City.
Yes.
I would really love it
you
if you'll.
Yes, I will. You guys,
great.
You have to rock it out next time.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? Actually, I'll I can't sing, but we can pretend.
Oh, you know what?
We can pretend. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, guys. Awesome.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with, you know, news and events for this week.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Welcome back, guys. We had a great time with Leia. It was really fun. And now we're going to go to our designer feature of the day. And today's designer feature is worn by Casey. She's wearing the Tremo necklace by Anne-Marie Chagnon. And it's a silver and pewter necklace. It's got 22 karat gold plated links and clasp enclosures, which have four additional chain links that, you know, can adjust to different lengths. And it's quite a funky piece, but I'd say it's pretty sophisticated as well. and very fun. Casey is wearing it right now with like a nice blue dress, and it looks perfect. Spices it up.
It's been tickling me all night.
Oh,
how
really?
Much fun it is.
And if you want to add this, the trauma necklace, to your collection, just go to y-clad.com.
Okay, guys, so that's it. It's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us and, you know, tuning in with Leo. For next week's show, we're going to have Edna Lugo, owner of Cocktail Vixens, and she's going to concoct some really tasty drinks and teach us how we can make it for ourselves at home. So make sure you tune in for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also, don't forget to connect with us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to stay in the know. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you guys again for hanging in there with us. And remember, love life and wear it well. Have a great night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.